We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. I checked my facts before I go any further, and I ran it by Al Morgani, and Al told me, yes, Dan Shaughnessy is the best columnist.
Yes.
Well, not just sports columnist, best columnist in Boston, yeah, at the Boston Globe. He is the best. He's been doing it for a very long time.
Best in America.
Best in America?
He is.
Here's Dan Shaughnessy. Hi, Dan. You're the best in America.
What's going on, guys? I remember both of you guys.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, wasn't it, Danny?
Yeah, it was. Jeez, you're just a Red Sox honk, you know.
Hey, Dan, how's New England handling what happened on Sunday?
Well, it's, you know, how it is here. It's all about us, and they're paying no attention to the Eagles or the parade tomorrow or all the good feeling you have up there. Here, it's just been a bleep show since the thing ended, you know, starting with why didn't Butler play, and then, you know, no answers from Bill, you know, who ordered the code red. And then Butler issuing a statement yesterday saying he didn't misbehave. And then all his teammates, including Tom Brady, liking the statement, sort of a mutiny on their hands. And then late last night, Josh McDaniel sticking it to the Colts to make up for the plate gate. So it's like, I mean, it has just been nonstop here. And there's all these buzz. Does this mean Belichick's going to step down? Brady wins the battle over Belichick, and Kraft's trying to hold the whole thing together. And, you know, all that stuff said, they'll probably be in a big game again next year because the conference is so bad and the division just sucks.
There's upheaval over there. Is there a chance that Belichick walks here?
I mean, there's always a chance here, because remember that whole thing with Parcells and then and Belichick with the Jets? And I mean, we've seen these kind of things before. I don't think he's a big fan of the Kraft family, but I think he, you know, I don't think he wants his last game to be that game when he got pantsed by Doug Peterson. Can I just say something to the fans of Philly and Doug Peterson and,
yep,
and Nick Foles? Okay, I was wrong about Peterson and Foles. I thought they would turtle up. I thought Foles wasn't up to the task of playing 60 minutes against the Patriots. He did. I thought Peterson would lose his mind against the Patriots the way they all do and just lose all of his football acumen. He did not do that. He outcoached Belichick in that game. But tell everybody up there, I'm not going to spend the next 5 days apologizing to Philadelphia and Nick Foles and Peterson. We got a lot going on up here. And, you know, congratulations for all your stuff. I was wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I'm sorry. You guys are right. You got your parade. But that's it. I mean, I sent a thing out on Twitter. I just can't be doing this every day. And we got so much going on with the Patriots here. We love you guys. We love you guys.
Philadelphia likes to get in the face of whoever they beat because we don't win that much, Dan. You know how that works.
Well, Red Auerbach was like that. It wasn't good enough to be, you know, to be gracious in victory. You had to be angry in victory. You know all that.
Excellent. Hey, Dan, do you have any idea why Butler didn't play he did? Why?
We're not getting a straight story on this. And you know, Bill Belichick's going all Colonel Jessup on this. Well, Butler didn't play, which may be tragic. It probably saved lives. You know, that's basically what he's given us. That they have a policy here that was enforced. But, you know, all the Patriot media cartel here puts forward the rumors that, you know, he's blowing dope, or he hit a coach, or he missed curfew, or went to a concert. Now, Butler came out yesterday and denied all that in a statement. So either he's lying, or it's strictly a football decision, which just blows your mind, given that he played every defensive snap in the two playoff games before this, 98% of the snaps during the year. You know, they're getting gutted and gashed by you guys, and they leave one of their best tacklers. Even when he's getting burned, he's a good tackler. And instead you got Bademosi out there trying to arm tackle guys and all this stuff going on. So, I mean, it's fans are not – this is the first time there's been any pushback on Belichick with one of his decisions because fans would like an explanation. They're not getting it. And something happened, and he didn't play.
Dan, clearly, I mean, Belichick and Brady together have been the greatest tandem that we've ever seen in sports, any sport, really. Dan, what I'm trying to figure out is there's that ESPN story a couple of months ago. Was it true?
Yes.
It was true. There is this animosity between them.
it's a tension there. 17 years, a long time together. Mm. You know, Bob Kraft tries to make everybody happy and plays both sides of the coin.
Right.
But basically, Brady has won sort of a power struggle here where he got the next guy shipped out of town, you know, for a cheese sandwich, and he's the guy now. He was the MVP, and he is your quarterback, and there's no successor. Belichick had identified a successor, brought him along for 4 years. I think Bill would have traded Brady or asked the Krafts to pony up and have two $25 million quarterbacks next year, which they could have done. But nope, they had to move on, and that was a demonstration of loyalty to Brady. And, you know, he's earned it. And last week you had John Kraft saying, Tom has earned the right to decide when he retires. Well, that's basically telling you that ESPN story is true right there.
Uh-huh.
So they're basically giving you that now. Not to mention the fact that they pulled his nefarious guru trainer guy off the sideline and off the team hotel, and that didn't sit well with Tom. And we understand that because it works for Tom. But the guy's, you know, probably not the best character you want around the rest of your team all the time.
Well, Dan, I love a conspiracy theory, and I want to roll one past you now.
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So Josh McDaniels gets 613 offensive yards and doesn't win the game, right? And now he's going to the Colts, except suddenly he doesn't. Does he smell blood in the water and goes, I think Belichick's going to lead, and I'm going to be the head coach?
Well, he's been told something by the Krafts. I mean, there's certainly a plan of succession here.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm sure they made it worth his while with the dough. Doesn't have to move his family. Doesn't have to worry about Andrew Luck's shoulder, whatever's going on with that guy or the goofy owner that they have. You know, he can stay here and just be the next guy. So, but, it, you know, Bill could leave next week. He could leave after next year. I can't imagine it's going to go on much longer. But it'd be weird to have Belichick in a lame duck situation with the next guy kind of waiting. And clearly McDaniels is the next guy here now, because no one else is ever going to go near him after the stunt he pulled with the Colts.
Absolutely. Now, Dan, we saw what happened with Atlanta last year. It's just what you described before. Dan Quinn was facing Bill Belichick. Oh, my God, how do I do this? When the Eagles ran that trick play at the end of the first half, right, Dan, were they basically saying, I'm sorry, Bill, we're not going to turtle up the way they did the last, you know, several coaches you faced?
I mean, that was amazing. To me, the big one was the fourth and one from his own 45 when he goes for it. That took huge stones because they knew the Patriots' defense was a house of cards. They had exposed them, and it was like, yeah, we're not worried about your defense. That was a big bleep you to the Patriots' defense, and we're not worried about it. It was a ballsy call. He got away with it with the pass to your tight end, and to me, that was the pivotal point in the game.
Wow, that was. All right, now, Dan, I got one more for you, and Al ran this by me. Al's been up for a lot of the Red Sox parades.
Yeah.
But he tells me the first one was the one.
This is right? Like the first Red Sox one. Explain what it's like. All of a sudden, everybody wins up there. But that one kind of set everything in motion.
Yeah, well, again, the Patriots had won a couple, but it wasn't the same. The Red Sox thing had the 86 years built in. Yeah. When I was in Philly in 1980 when they won, that was a big deal then. But this thing, you know, 86 years, all the near misses to the Yankees, the fact that it was done at the expense of the Yankees, down 3-0, all those characters they had with Damon and Manny Ramirez and Pedro and Schilling and all that stuff. And it was the biggest parade. It was the one and only. It was cathartic. You had people standing in the Charles River like they was being baptized. I mean, you know, the thing where they went on the streets, on the river, it was by far the biggest. You had all the people going to grave sites to put flowers on the graves of those who didn't get to see it, and bottles of champagne. It was really a lovely, just wonderful, cathartic event. Yeah, and you're never the same after that. I mean, as great as your team could win 5 more in a row, it'll never be as great as this week. This is the one. It really is.
Well, would you tell the people up in Boston, Dan, that in that scenario, the Patriots are our Yankees, all right?
Because
we had to slay the great Patriots in order to do this, and it's
just—it's
the coolest thing ever.
You should be feeling great, and you made the rest of the country feel good because everybody hates the Patriots. So I mean, you know, it's like JFK at the Berlin Wall. All men are Eagles fans today, you know.
Dan, you're the best. You kind of proved what I said. You're the best. Dan, thanks so much for doing that today.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, Dan
Shoney. What a character he is. Huh?
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.